This week's breaking news, it's time to prepare for May the 4th as it comes up this next week. NASA is partnering up for two new sets with LEGO, and Fortnite, you can become a farmer. All that and much, much more on this week's breaking news. Now, we're all limited by horizontal surfaces. LEGO takes up a lot of that. So how are we going to solve that issue? Do you leave it there or deconstruct it and find other places? Or could you mount it to the wall? I personally had the Technic supercar, the Bugatti Chiron, taking up a lot of space. So I found 11mark.com, where you can have a fully mounted vertical Bugatti with a lovely background of the Bugatti racing stripe with the logo and LEGO logo. There are two different frames, one that's lit and one that is not. And that's not the only LEGO set that you can have mounted. There are many, many options. So I recommend you head over to 11mark.com and use the code BACK2BRICK, which gives you a 10% discount on all of their frames, as well as the sets that they also produce. So instead of taking up so much horizontal space, take that LEGO set and go vertical. Again, that's 11mark.com and use the code BACK2BRICK to save 10% on your order.
LEGO.
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 Breaking news. Breaking news.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Back to Brick. I'm your host Garrett, and this is the podcast where we talk with fellow AFLs about their LEGO designs, and we get out into the breaking news to talk about all things LEGO has been up to for the past week. I am very excited to talk with you all today because this is always a fun event for me to run through the podcast, talk about the LEGO news, and get you information about things happening in the LEGO community. As always, thank you for those that are subscribed to the podcast. If you're not subscribed and want to keep up with the LEGO news, I would recommend subscribing. You can do that on any of your podcast listening apps. You can also subscribe to the Instagram at BackToBrick2 and to our YouTube channel, BackToBrick, which actually has just reached over 700 subscribers, which I'm really excited. Hopefully I'll get to 1,000 is my goal by June 7th, which is my birthday. So we'll see if that actually happens. It's been slow and steady. A lot of just reels have been posted, but I think I'm going to be posting a lot of the design builds that I've done because I do them a lot on Studio, and instead of, you know, recording them, I completely forget. So now I've started to record them so that you can see some of the builds. Some of them are just basic circles, mini pianos, other things that I'm working on commission-wise, so you can watch the full process, and I'll be posting them, of course, in different blocks because, well, I don't always build in an entire process pretty quickly, so it takes time, and I like that because it gives you kind of a series to follow along with. But that's pretty much it on the admin side, just going through commission work. If you have anything that you'd like built, come on down and I will help you build your dream in LEGO. That's kind of what my catchphrase is going to be. But also, I almost forgot, and I feel terrible, but I want to thank all our LEGO studs, the patrons for the Patreon over at Back to Brick: Belfont Brick Studios, Ryan Moore, Franco Portelli, Jimmy Tucker, Ryan S., David, Matthew, Vander Bogart, Paul Snellen, and Lee Jackson. Thank you so much for being the behind-the-scenes supporters of the podcast. They actually received one of my builds that I have finished here for the Galactic Star Cruiser. I actually have the video. I just have to finalize the editing and post it so you can see the full build process, and I'm very proud of it. It looks very professional, from my opinion, as well as my wife, because she said the same thing. And that's it for the admin today. We will be doing our set review. Today's set is 75379, the R2-D2, and I'll also be posting an affiliate link to the Star Wars sets, as we will be talking about May the 4th. And the rubricable mock review is going to be the Zoids Blade Liger, designed by Ali HC. So I'm really excited to talk about that because it's a huge nostalgia pull for me, and it's really cool that somebody finally built a really good one in LEGO. I've been working on one for a long, long time, just never got around to finishing it. All right, so let's get into this week's breaking news. It's that time of year again, folks, as we move into May the 4th season. It'll be coming next week, and, you know, we could do a podcast for May the 4th, which I will talk about more of it because we'll be in the middle, since it starts on May 1st through the 5th. But there actually might be a caveat that we're going to see some of the discounts coming on April 30th, which is brand new. Not sure why they'd be doing that. I mean, just make the deals run from, instead of May 1st through the 5th, through April 30th through the 5th. Just makes a little bit more sense for that, but likely to get a few of the sets. They're going to be 4 times the VIP points. One, the Ultimate Collector Series AT-AT, or AT-AT, depending on what you call it. That is my number one on the list because it's expected to retire this year. Then, of course, we've got some others, such as the Coruscant Gunship, the Mos Eisley Cantina, 4 times points, and a few others. So there's a lot that you can definitely get your hands on. Make sure to go over to the LEGO Insiders to see if there's any great deals. Like, they'll have some discounts on there. They'll probably have something you can put a raffle in for something Star Wars. And then there's the poster for the 25th anniversary with different minifigures on it. Some that we have not seen, such as Yub Nub, which is likely to be one of the final collectible minifigures that's going to come out with one of the sets. It's expected to see a new set called the Death Star, but it's only going to be $160. Not sure if it's going to be a scene, like multiple scenes from it. Building the Death Star ball is, it's a lot of pieces, and that would be really interesting to see if they could do something like that, maybe as a really small scale with only like 1 or 2 scenes in it. And so likely to see that coming out, but not for May the 4th, so I'll get back on track here. We've got the 3 gifts with purchase, the ATT, the troop transport or droid transport, and Yavin coin, collector's coin. And you can go over to your store on May the 1st, so I will be there early in the morning to make sure I beat the line, because there's definitely going to be a line. So if you want to get something, make sure that you stay up till midnight Eastern Standard Time. I think actually it might be everywhere for midnight to get on the site, but also they're going to have a backup, so the site's definitely going to be down for a little bit. You can get into the queue and wait for your chance to get those sets, and I guarantee some are going to sell out, so make sure to check out that and expect some other discounts that they haven't released yet. They'll also be doing a webcast on May the 1st. I'm not sure exactly what they'll be talking about, but expected to see some new sets revealed. Maybe we'll see the Death Star and Cal Kestis and Yub Nub and all the other minifigures we haven't seen yet. And so that'll be exciting. I'm excited to see what that'll be all about. I did talk about this in the last podcast episode, so you can go back and listen to some more details from that. But that's kind of your rundown for May the 4th. I look forward to seeing what everybody gets. And please send me an email or a message on Instagram and we could talk a little bit more about it. But if you're trying to get a specific set, make sure you're ready to go. And May the 4th be with you. It looks like we're going to be getting something new and unexpected from a Technic set. There's a rumored Technic set 42176, Porsche GT4 E-Performance, which is it's a really fast car and a lot of people like the Porsche, so that'll be a great Technic set. But on top of that, we're likely to get a new hub for not only a motor system, but battery system and something specifically for Technic racers. This is a nice addition that would be not only good for this set, but a lot of other sets that people have added motors to, mocked up, so that they could drive and have some great fun in a remote control sense for their Technic vehicles or other vehicles. But there's a leaked images of this new patent of a hub system where it's elongated, so it has 2 dual axle systems instead of just 1. The hub itself will have a rechargeable battery in it, and it's definitely an improvement, and hopefully they'll sell it as an individual thing so you can upgrade your other performance vehicles and people will mock those out as well. The motor systems are always difficult because they come out with new ones. They're not always the cheapest, and it takes, like, that's why the Lighthouse is $300 instead of just $200, because the motor systems are over $100 themselves just to get the lights, the motor spinning, the battery pack. I don't know if it actually has a hub or not, but the remote control sense is always expensive as well. And I think we're expecting to see that as one of the more expensive sets at about $170 and coming out August 1st. Not a high piece count, so that's probably why we're going to get that motor that is brand new and will be an addition to make your racing dreams come true instead of having to update it yourself. The LEGO Inside Tour for 2024 has begun. This is one of, I think, 5 that they do throughout the year. 5 or 6, I can't remember. We did one almost a year ago, come just after May the 4th, for ours in Billund. So it was over a year that we were in, or almost a year since we've been in Billund. And it was an amazing adventure. And if you can get a chance to get your name in the lottery and win, just be prepared to spend about $3,000 per person to go. But One of the amazing things is there's a set that you get specifically for the tour from the design group. We were lucky enough to receive the fire truck, which is an old toy that they rebuilt in Lego form. And this year, unfortunately, somebody decided to leak an image of what the newest set is. Last year, we were really good. Nobody leaked it. They had an embargo on us until July, so the first round of people didn't know what was coming. It made it a surprise, made it exciting, but some jagoff decided, oh, you know what? I'm going to send an image so that I can get recognition and, you know, followers, because that is how that works, unfortunately. This is a beautiful little set, which I do hesitate to talk about because, you know what? I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to say that somebody leaked this set. It is a special moment that you get on the tour, and they built it in a beautiful little display set. I still like the fire truck myself, but there's going to be some great art and graphic design for this newest set. And for all those that go on the inside tour, honestly, don't spoil it for others and enjoy your time. And those sets are really cool, as well as just interacting with the Lego designers. LEGO Fortnite's latest update is a patch 29.30. Now you can build the farm of your dreams. The new update includes village recruitment cap to 10 per village, so that it updates it. 3 village slots are available for villagers, 3 slots are available for animals, and 4 slots are available to villagers or animals. You can build different animal houses. You can feed it and create little animal treats. You can be a shepherd for different animals, of course, sheep and things like that. And you can assign animals to specific animal houses, different resources, so you can gather feathers and fertilizer, milk and fertilizer, wool fertilizer, mushroom and fertilizer. Beware of bears that you might have some chickens being chased by. And of course, there's going to be a bundle. This is the Archery Acres, where you can get a fully furnished farm and different farm favorites such as decor and different items that'll cost you 400 V-Bucks individually. So that's the newest update. If you want to build a farm, which I think would be cool, I'd love to do like a vineyard more so, or something like that, and grow crops. But then, of course, that's not the point of the game. The point is to build, and then fight. So I don't know why people do farms, but you're building a world similar to Minecraft, in the sense that you can have a fun interactive game with Lego and still have that community building as well with other Lego fans. There have been a few apps over the years that have decided to, well, help you build. When you have a large bucket of bricks and you pour them out, how are you going to figure out what you want to build? You know, sometimes the creative energy just doesn't come to you right away, so maybe you need a little support. And these new ones called the Brickit app actually uses AI to sort through that giant pile of Lego bricks to help you design different builds. Now, they're not super complicated builds. You're going to get some plants, maybe some animals. The piece counts can vary, some of them from 10 pieces to like 30 pieces, but that's pretty cool because you just hold your phone over, it scans, and then it gives you tons of ideas. This one scan it shows in the image has 430 different ideas just by taking a picture of all the bricks that have been put in its viewpoint. So scanning it, you can help build some of these sets, and it gives people the creativity, especially kids, when, you know, they can do creative stuff, but this could help you as a parent or as a relative kind of build with them if you don't have that creative energy all the time. So, you know, I guess it does limit the creative process for kids to just go in and build what they want or they see. So maybe a little hesitant to say like you should definitely get this, but it's fun because then you get to build something you may have not thought of, different animals, plants, characters, and maybe have the kid build on top of that to have like a racing roadrunner or a cactus powered house. Who knows? So lots of different ideas, and AI can help. The recently leaked LEGO Artemis set has officially been revealed. This is the NASA Artemis Space Launch System. It's going to have 3,601 pieces and be released on May 15th, and it'll come at a cost of $260. It'll come with the Orion capsule that goes inside the system, as well as the display plaque and the full launch tower itself. The cool thing is once you rotate the fuel system or pump, it'll actually rotate all of the clamps into place as well, and then you can rotate the gangway that'll go out for the astronauts to walk walk into it. And the set is extremely impressive. It has two of the solid rocket boosters as well as the full stack of the rocket. And it's the most powerful rocket we've ever launched into space by, I think it was 18%. And it's not small either. It is 27.5 inches tall. So that's over 2 feet tall. And I think that's just about where the Eiffel Tower is. And well, it's really, really cool. And then another set for space was leaked on Wednesday, and it's just come out, the Milky Way Galaxy. It's 3,091 pieces and will also be released on May 15th at cost of $200. Now, what's different about this is the galaxy itself is multitude of different colors, from light blues to blues, pinks, purples, whites, and it's not a flat style of art piece. It does have three dimensions to it, and they've used just a plethora of different bricks. We've got some of the cheese tiles, 1x2 tiles, cones, some explosive like flower pieces in a white slash, I think it's white and just creamy color, and then it has a little plaque that says "You are here," which I think is pretty cool. That's where the sun is in the location of, well, our galaxy, and we're on just the starting edge or the starting point of the beginning swirl, and it's really cool. I really appreciate that they've put this in with different points, as well as the Crab Nebula, the Pillars of Creation, and different clusters that we know and see throughout our galaxy. Both great additions to the space line that LEGO keeps putting out this year. LEGO Dreams has officially revealed their August lineup, and there's quite a few sets. They already released the Neverwitcher Midnight Raven set that we've talked about before. A new one is Zoe's Cat Motorcycle, which is a really cool little set where it has the wheel systems and the cat extending both its legs to hold the hubs of the wheels, similar to what you see if they had it transparent, then that would totally be a great Tron adaption. Logan the Mighty Panda, it's got a printed round dome piece that we've seen on the Hulkbuster suits before. That's $30. The cat one is $20, so that's not bad. And Lizzie's Dream Animals, and it's kind of a red panda to it. And you can change it, of course, into different little creatures as well, and that's going to be $40. The Neverwitcher's Nightmare Creatures, and that has kind of a hawk style and creature as well. Cooper's Robot Dinosaur C-Rex, which we've already talked about, that's $80. The Mecha Z-Blob and Night Battle Mech at $130, one of the bigger ones. And then the newest big one is the Castle Nocturnia, and it's 1,742 pieces at $200. Now, the castle itself has a flying, looks like a lion creature. And it's taken a lot of creative liberties, kind of adaption from a Rivendell style, where it's got water systems through it. It's got actually a tower on its side with a bridge, and even a little red panda that goes with that, the actual minifigure red panda that we've been hearing rumors about, and the tall golden and white tower. And of course, some minifigures. If you know the show, it's definitely probably an iconic piece of the centralized location for this show. All in all, they've done an amazing job with the designs for Dreams, and I hope that the show's been taking off well, because these sets really are in line with like Monkey Kid and Ninjago, especially in their detail and creativity. So enjoy those if you're a big fan, and if not, it might be a good idea to go watch the show and maybe get into some of these sets as well. The Despicable Me 4 lineup has been officially revealed. We've got four sets, the Minions and Group Family Mansion at $100, that has the full, of course, mansion style to it, with the primarily the sloped roof as a big piece. I like that they have a 3x3 tile window that has a minion waving out of it, and it comes with Groot and his daughters, as well as the new baby and his wife. The brick built Gru and Minions, which we've talked about, at $50. There's a Minions Music Party Bus now at $40. That's got a couple of four different minions and a bus that can open up to be a full disc DJ party. And then the Minions and Banana Car, which was also revealed, got a couple of different minions and, well, it looks like a mini banana car. So They've done a great job with these Minion sets. I'm excited to see the movie. Hopefully, it's not a huge disappointment. I doubt it is, because Gru is always a really fun character, and the Minions, everybody loves the Minions as kids and even sometimes adults. So your kids might enjoy some of these LEGO sets as well, and you can help build along. LEGO has been promoting inclusivity for quite some time, well, since its creation, but especially in the past few years. And they've definitely pushed this not only in, you know, some of their ads, but also within their LEGO sets, as we've seen different adaptions of minifigures and Friends figures to really promote inclusivity that LEGO's for everyone. And they've definitely talked about this as a market-driven, not only for the inclusion, but also based on pricing. And this past week, there was a Creative Equals Rise convention where they spoke and said that the purpose of inclusivity are key drivers in meaningfulness and difference, which are key drivers of price elasticity, which it is a premium, as they say, premium toy brand, because, well, the prices are not cheap and there's definitely cheaper toys out there. But this, it talks about play as a birthright. So they want to create inclusivity for a win-win situation, not only for the business, but also for kids of all ages, nationalities, and everything to truly enjoy LEGO in any way they want. There's some more rumors for Harry Potter this summer, including some more different animal figures that we've seen. One including is going to be Buckbeak and a Mandrake, so buildable Mandrakes. Hopefully we'll get some minifigures with both of those. We have Potions Class Aragog in the Forest, another creature. Hogwarts The Great Hall at $220, so hopefully we'll get a very impressive style build for this, and maybe some cool candles or interactive features to that. And at 1,700 pieces, they could definitely do that. And all of those are going to be coming out in June. Advent calendar, of course, and then Ollivanders and Madame Melkins. Those are going to be part of the expansion to the Diagon Alley instead of buying the full Diagon Alley set. And then the Durmstrang ship and Beauxbatons carriage at $140. Those likely also be coming out in June. So look out for some great Harry Potter sets this summer. Not likely to see a large scale set, as they just came out with the train and Gringotts. Sorry, not the train. Gringotts just recently. So likely to see something larger next year. But I'm excited to see what they do with this great haul. Another famous person is going to be a minifigure in Fortnite. For 1,800 V-Bucks, you can actually get a Billie Eilish skin, part of the Fortnite Festival Pass, which is probably because of Coachella just coming out. It comes with her trademark lime green outfit covered in black graffiti, lime green roots in her black hair, and the minifigure has been teased before, but this is just one other one, and it'll be included in some of the other skins, such as Lady Gaga and the YouTuber Mr. Beast. So those are fun additions, having new skins and bringing in more people. I just wish some of these would be coming out in full LEGO form, because I think Billie Eilish would appreciate having her own minifigure, and of course everybody else, like myself, having some of these as collectibles as well. Seaside erosion is a large concern for, well, everyone that lives near an ocean waterway, because as sea levels rise, it's definitely going to impact coastal, sustainability. And if you talk to my wife, who is a coastal engineer, she will very much appreciate this video from Build It With Bricks, who have constructed different barriers showing a way of, you know, controlling erosion. They actually built in an aquarium this just seaside section where it's got water, and they can build a wave system to it and show the erosion of a beach with the different sand in the corner. And they decided to make barriers, they have seaweed, breakers, all different things to show what can help in sustaining those beaches from the coastal erosion. And they do a bunch of other different experiments with it. So I think that this is a really cool way to show how LEGO, not only in building, can create some cool ways of educating, but this is a way that you can build different ways to educate, and this one specifically with coastal erosion. So that is really cool. I'm definitely going to send it to my wife now so she can enjoy that, and maybe I'll have to build one of this so she can have it in her office. As we've talked about, LEGO Dreams is expanding for their August release of LEGO sets, probably aligned with their newest season, Season 2, which will release on May 17th, Night of the Neverwitch. The teaser trailer has already been released and aligns with some of the May release sets and probably aligns with the August ones that are coming out. So this is a way to catch up on Season 1 just before Season 2 starts this next month. Mother's Day is just around the corner, so if you want to get some LEGO flowers, this is a good time. But also, if you stop in a LEGO store, you can actually build a LEGO photo frame. You can head into your local LEGO store on Sunday, April 28th, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. local time. There's, of course, going to be limited supply, but you can build this little set that you can put a little photo in for your mom and show that you just love her. And then you can also buy, of course, flowers or maybe the Star Wars Millennium Falcon set, whatever you want to do, whatever your mom is into, show some love for moms all over. Yet another Guinness World Record was broken by a team of 26 builders that built the largest LEGO Star Wars diorama. The 26 Romanians from the RO Lug, or the Romanian Lug, decided that they would piece together 1.2 million pieces that covered 45,746 square meters of LEGO structure. The overall display is Lothal and the Battle of Lothal, with different structures, complexes, small local structures, as well as different battleships and, of course, vehicles. And it's insane. It's really cool. And congratulations to them for building something like this. That takes a lot of not only dedication to building, but also coordinating, because that's a lot of different people trying to get their builds incorporated into the overall build. So maybe you'll be traveling in Europe. Maybe it'll come to the United States. That's a lot of different moving parts to get into design that might be able to be transported. LEGO Pick-A-Brick is expanding with a couple new things, and this one specifically is nice, is the Braille Bricks. So you can get some more Braille Bricks on top of the LEGO set that you might have already purchased, but now you can go over there and purchase them individually, maybe to create just a couple different words, maybe "Will you marry me?" or "I love you," or "Well, I just got a little sentimental." But there's so many other things that you could build out of them, and I love that you can now go over on Pick-A-Brick to get those. The story of LEGO and Lucasfilm was one for the books, because this was already one of the largest merchandise adventures in movie history. Now expanding into LEGO was just a whole, I mean, it was a completely different story. And in 1999, they expanded into LEGO, and it was just, it's one of the best themes LEGO has ever done, and definitely helped with George Lucas as well. He definitely had some money coming in from this, but there was a lot of board members that really didn't appreciate the idea that LEGO would become part of this franchise, as they were very wholly only this LEGO ideas. There was nothing else or IP-wise. And apparently one of the board members said, "Over my dead body will we launch a Star Wars, be launching Star Wars in Europe." And that definitely changed, because we now see almost over 25 years of LEGO and working together on so many different designs, different controversies behind the different designs. And all of this is actually written down in the LEGO Star Wars tabletop book that you'll be able to get on May 1st for $150. But definitely fun stories and creativity of how LEGO and Star Wars came to be. So I would get that book or read a little bit of this article that was posted online to see the history behind how this partnership became so important to not only LEGO, but Star Wars itself as well. Uniqlo, one of my favorite clothing brands, because it's just very simple, and they're not like insane quality, but they're pretty good quality t-shirts and just clothing in general. And now they've partnered up with LEGO to create some really cool t-shirts that are for kids, not adults, which is very sad, because I really wish that they would do that. And, you know, it's part of the LEGO Fun Endless Imagination and LEGO Play. So they've created these t-shirts for kids that have Master Builder built out of LEGO, some LEGOs falling into a pocket t-shirt, which, God, I would really, really want that. And LEGO Play, build, unbuild, rebuild, repeat. And they're all for kids. Hopefully they'll expand into the adult line, but like I was very focused on kids instead of adults, but that doesn't seem to be the case with all these large Lego sets. I digress. Uniqlo, partnering up with Lego is great. Now partner up with Lego to make adult wear as well as, well, I'm doing back to brickwear, so maybe I'll just use some of these as ideas. I did come up with a really fun mug and other t-shirt this week, so look out for those on the back to brickwear Etsy, and I think I'm going to be coming up with a Spotify, or not Spotify, I'm already on Spotify, a Shopify shop, so you can get some of these shirts as well. Lego Jaws is coming. It's not sure exactly when we're going to be getting it, probably beginning of July, but it's going to be 1,500 pieces and $160. Now, cost-wise, that's a little high for a Lego Ideas set, and we're not sure what that means. That could mean that we're going to be getting some new molds, maybe a brand new shark mold for Jaws, or it's a brick-built Jaws. Or we might be getting like the sound box or motorized system to it. So many interesting ways that this could go, because as I talked about earlier, the lighthouse is $300, and that's because it had motors in it, and it's only 2,000 pieces. So hopefully we see something unique and would make all of the fans of the classic movie really excited to celebrate in the movie that is Jaws. If you're headed to your Lego store for May the 4th, in Europe, you can actually get a May the 4th free Star Wars build. This is going to be Darth Vader and Leia in brick-built form, and they're nothing special. I can look at the picture here and build them myself. They're on a 4x4 round plate. Vader has a red lightsaber, and Leia has a gun with her standard bobs in each hair. And that's going to be on May the 4th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. So you can go over and get this built and have a little additional fun while in the store and purchasing your Star Wars sets. The Dungeons & Dragons set is pretty unique and cool in many ways, but they've also now released a way to rebuild it, where you can have a dice tower and two bookends, as well as the dragon sitting on top of your different campaign books, which that is an awesome way to adapt such a unique build to a community that likes to do that, create new worlds, new games, new campaigns. So why not have this as an alternative build? The set itself doesn't have those specific building instructions available right now, but you can go behind the scenes and see it being built and maybe get that creative idea to have your own build that has that alternative build to it, where they've released the video on the Lego Group's Twitter or X account and different ways that you can rebuild it. So having your own fun in a D&D world. A friend of mine and a friend of the podcast, Rocco Boutelier, has decided to expand his already impressive set of the building of the Eternal City, Ancient Rome. He went in through now two phases. He's on to phase three, which is an extremely impressive build in itself of just detailed structures of different, major buildings, as well as houses and temples. And he does a great job on his YouTube, or I don't know if he does YouTube, actually. He has a Patreon, and he has his Instagram, where he now does his Instagram behind the scenes of different builds. And his techniques are not Lego approved all the time, but they definitely make the model exactly what it should be, as detailed as possible. In some of his latest articles that he's talked about, he talked about how what surprises me the most at exhibits is seeing what the audience connects with, because folks may not necessarily have an understanding of what we are capable of, what you're capable of doing with some bricks that everyone has access to. When you've just seen something unique and inspired, you can just go and make something unique of your own with some bricks. And he travels with Brick Universe, so if there's a Brick Universe in your town or coming to your town, definitely go check it out, because this is not the only thing he's built. He's built a lot of other amazing architectural buildings, but this one is, I mean, it's insane. It's super impressive, and I hope to see it one day soon in real life as well, to check out these different techniques and just bask in the glory of the Eternal City. As Lego is building their newest factory in Virginia, they're also partnering with Chesterville to expand their trees. They're planting over 1,440 trees across the county. That's an investment of over $700,000 in the Parkland Reforestation Project that adds trees to 11 different locations in 8 park sites. And LEGO has already continued in their expansion for sustainability with their latest factory, and continuing that, why not continue to add into the environment? The Chesterfield Director of Parks and Recreation, Neil Luther, said, "It is a very environmentally focused long play where we're making purposeful reinvestment in all of our existing parks and coming back and planting trees that are native to this area." So with LEGO's partnership, they're going to hopefully progress this even more and more, and having the help of LEGO in sustainability increase, not only decrease, their carbon footprint in the area, but the just overall communities. And that's all the breaking news we have today. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. As always, make sure to subscribe, leave us a review so that others can find the podcast, and please go over to the YouTube channel at Back to Brick to subscribe as well, so you can see all the latest little news clips that I post and builds that I'm doing. Now we'll be moving into our set review. Today's set is 75379. R2-D2, part of the Star Wars line. This droid is extremely famous and has had this as 3 different sets. It's a 10-plus set at 1,050 pieces, and you'll get 650 insider's points. For now, we might see it as 2 times VIP points. And it has 57 ratings with 4.5 stars, and it comes at a cost of $100. Now, what is unique about this, as I said, there are 3 other sets that were made before. This one is not an Ultimate Collector Series. At $100, it is half the size and half the build, but honestly, it has the best detailing I've seen in a LEGO set. Of this R2-D2 style, where the dome section of the head has a wonderful sculptured section to it. It is brick built with some tiles on it to create those detailing. It does have some stickers for the arms, but it does have 2 pop-out arms as the little taser and the little screwdriver piece that can unlock doors and do all that. The head rotates. It does have a pop-up scope that we've seen before and a pop-down third leg. Comes with an R2-D2 minifigure. And then for the 25th anniversary, it comes with Darth Malak as that collectible figure. Comes with a little display plaque as well. For $100, this is a 10-piece count, and having that exclusive figure, this is a win-win-win because the design is excellent, the minifigure is really well done, and at a price point of $100, you can't pass up this Star Wars set. And there's an affiliate link in the description as well as for all Star Wars sets, but really, this one I would say go get. And I think it sold out when it first came out on April 1st. Either way, it's definitely going to sell out again because it's such a unique set, and you're going to get a few gifts with purchase for this purchase as well. That is our set review for the week. Now we're going to be moving into our mock review, the Zoids Blade Liger from Ali HC. And if you've never watched Zoids, I highly recommend it. It's a classic like anime TV show of these people that ride in these massive mech droids of different animals and creatures and battle it out. Honestly, I couldn't tell you specifically what the whole point of the show is, other than just like, you know, let's face down some things. And the Liger itself is like a tiger. It's blue, primary color blue, black, and white. And there's a cockpit in the front that has, the character, and it had a shield system, rockets, all really cool different functions. Now, the build itself is not extremely large. It's only 653 pieces, but you can get the instructions for it. It's $15 from AliHC, and they have a couple other builds as well. Very poseable, so you can add on to it as well if you've watched the show and want to have some other features. And Zoids is just great. I've not seen many LEGO Zoids, and I think it would be a great theme for LEGO to get into. Incites violence, but I mean, they have different mechs as well. I don't think it's the same violence as some of the other wartime things. So highly recommend you go check this out, and the link is in the description so you can go purchase that and have a Zoids build of your own. All right, that's all I have. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. As always, make sure to come back and listen to next week's as we continue to break down the breaking news. And I'll leave you, as I always do, get creative, get out there, and go build something.